You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino. In the hole, signal hole, this folks.
Signal hole.
He had to qualify that because I don't think we were talking about finances, but that seems to go without saying.
Yeah.
Hey, Joe, you're on.
All right, let's get this thing started here. That was a man with the jazz gifts there. Composer, conductor, and pianist Jack Quigley with the song What Goes off the 2013 reissue album Did You Ever? Born back in 1929, he lived for 79 years with music as a central part of his existence. He loved music from an early age, and after attending the Boston University School of Music, he went on to great things. In 1958, he conducted a week-long series, The World Around Us, for WJAR-TV in Providence, Rhode Island, exploring the phenomena of jazz in America at that time, and it was exploding. His career in recording began to soar on Alan King's comedy album, In Suburbia. Jack wrote the music for the album. From there, he moved the family to L.A. in 61 and released four albums as a leader. Jack Quigley in Hollywood, Class in Session, Listen Quigley, and Did You Ever, which we just listened to. In 1966, Jack became the musical director for the Carousel Theater in West Covina, California. Then he went on to create and produce a musical game show called Words and Music for NBC. Over the years, Jack continued composing, arranging, and conducting, even into the 1990s when he was getting to be an old man. And Jack, he was a jazz jewel there in the land of L.A. glamour. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from the home of jazz glamour and glitz, right here in Kansas City, Missouri. Your friends and making your mind happy with the cool of good jazz. And this next number on the program comes from one of the best that Kansas City ever gave to the world stage. Here's Charlie Yardbird Parker with Diggin' Diz and Diddy Ever off a compilation called All Known Existing Takes, and it was circa 46 to 48.
We'll be right back.
That was Gordon Goodwin's Big Fat Band with the 2011 song Gaining on You off That's How We Roll album, and do they ever. You can also call them the Big Fat Band. This 18-piece jazz ensemble is based out of California and led by the great Gordon Goodwin.
And that's P-H-A-T, fat.
That's right, P-H-A-T. It's P-H balanced. So Gordon composes most of the tunes and arranges every single one of them. He also plays piano with a P-H and occasionally tenor sax. Going with the vibe of those traditional big bands of the 30s and 40s, the Big Fat Band has a very contemporary sound with driving rhythms, frantic tempos, and a huge amount of charm, which has carried them a long way. And they are chugging full steam ahead, as we say around here. To date, they have 5 albums with the Silver Line Records label. This next song comes from one of the finest jazz vocalists these days down there in Florida. Here's Erica DeSigley with the song 79 Arsenal Street off her latest album, 2011's The Way Here.
No other berry tasted so sweet. 79 Arsenal Street. Made me think. overshadowed according to you. Something that might shake my faith. The leaves are turning backwards, it must mean rain. At least that's what you used to say. If only we could sit a while, exchange unspoken word. Just be in the moment, enjoy the day. No other berry tasted so sweet. 79 Arsenal Street. Do the tiger lilies grow still so furiously on 79 Arsenal Street? I was right around the corner and you barely crossed my mind. I wish I hadn't been so close. I should have paid a visit, I could have whispered a prayer. But it was just as though you were never there. The years go by, your light still shines. Yeah, you left your mark on me. I am my grandmother's girl, still singing songs to you though the landscape has changed. Now and then too caught up in this crazy world. No other berry tasted so sweet. 79 Arsenal Street. Tiger lilies grow still so furiously on 79 Arsenal Street.
Ryan Heinlein, professional trombone player from Kansas City, Missouri. You are listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
That was one of KC's current super jazz groups, Project H, with the tune Uncool Kids off their newest 2014 album, Live Among the Lines, and they are fresh off winning the Best Ensemble by the Pitch Music Awards. This lineup is literally a who's who of jazz in Kansas City these days. This band features the great Clint Ashlock on trumpet, Ryan Heinlein on trombone, Brett Jackson on tenor sax, and Matt Leifer on the drums, and there are many others that have sat in on this act. Great to have these guys back on the show, and please go out and pick up their new CD. It's worthy of any quality jazz collection. Here's a couple of very talented modern-day jazz cats. This is Joshua White joining Jeff Denson next here on Neon Jazz with the title track off their 2014 album, I'll Fly Away. Up, up, and away.
This is E.E. Pointer with the River Cow Orchestra from Kansas City, Missouri. You are listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
That was the great trumpeter, cornetist, and composer Ron Miles with the 2010 song For Dawn off the Threeology with Ron Miles. He studied music at the University of Denver and the Manhattan School of Music. These days, he is one of Denver's most prominent jazz musicians and the coordinator of jazz studies at the Metropolitan State University of Denver. He plays and teaches the way jazz should be, that's for sure. Here's a legend and a friend of Neon Jazz with a little ode to his good friend. From 1964, this is Sonny Rollins with the song I Remember Clifford.
Mm-hmm.
That was an all-star group of beboppers there, the Birdlanders, with the tune Midnight in Brazil.
What wouldn't a great name.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah.
The brains behind the band was well-known French pianist and producer Henri Renau, and they got their name as regulars at Manhattan's famous Birdland nightclub. The Birdlanders project was officially underway in 1954 with a trio that consisted of Duke Jordan on piano, Gene Ramey on bass, and Lee Abrams on drums. And I talk about this a lot. If you could be a fly on the wall and be a part of a gig like that, man alive, your brain would be full of paradise. And did those guys ever bring us, in a very short amount of time, a heap of smoking cool jazz tunes? Another legend and friend is next up on Neon Jazz. Here's the great Bobby Watson with an ode to one of the most famous food phrases to ever come out of this town of ours here in KC. This is "May I Help You" off the 2010 Gates Barbecue Suite.
This is Bobby Watson, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino. Mm-hmm.
sweep and mop. Don't you dare to stop, 'cause if you do, they'll put you in the guardhouse. Mop, scrub and sweep, don't let out a peep, 'cause if you do, you'll feel just like a yard mouse. 'Cause it's 5 o'clock in the morning when they get you out of bed. When your day is over, Jack, you're blamed near dead. Mop, sweep and scrub your fingers to the nub, 'cause if you don't, they'll put you in the guardhouse.
Mop, mop.
When you hear the bugle call,
mop, mop.
Pay it no mind at all. Yes, they'll put you in the guardhouse.
Mop, mop.
When old sergeant yells right face,
mop, mop.
Put old Sarge right in his place. Yes, he'll put you in the guardhouse. 'Cause it's 5 o'clock in the morning when they get you out of bed. When your day is over, Jack, you're blamed near dead. Mop, sweep and scrub your fingers to the nub, 'cause if you don't, they'll put you in the guardhouse.
That was the swing, blues, and rhythm and blues woodwind player, clarinetist, and sax man, Jack McVie, and his door openers with the tune Scrub, Sweep, and Mop. And that's what we're going to be doing pretty soon around here, because we're getting to that point. Our next act here on Neon Jazz comes straight out of L.A., and that's been kind of a theme around here. Here's film and TV star, yes, Jack Lemmon, with his tune On the Sunny Side of the Street off his album A Twist of Lemon.
Thank you.
Again, that was the great Jack Lemmon on the Sunny Side of the Street, as always, with a twist of lemon on a 2011 reissue. And right underneath us, taking us out of this episode of Neon Jazz, is the Gotham Stompers, stomping us away with Alabama Home off a Small Combos CD. And with that, thanks to you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and the pride of Missouri radio, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
Oh, gee.
Like what you heard? Let us know. We love to hear from you out there in Radio Land. NeonJazzKC@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. All right. Until next time. Enjoy the music, my friends.
Neon Jazz.